It's past 4 o'clock on a Thursday the 7th of November 2024, and you know by now that at this time on a Thursday we generally celebrate life and the good things in life in the form of the wine of the week, brought to you proudly by Tops at Lifestyle. From Tops at Lifestyle, your friend and mine, Eamon Darling. Lovely to see you again, Eamon.
Hiya, Dave. Good to be here.
And you've brought friends. This is grand news. Two friends. We've got Peter Neil Rousseau, who is a cellar master extraordinaire, and Kobus Harbar, who is, he's the wine maker of our wine of the week today, which is
the Durbanville Hills Collector's Reserve Cape Mist Sauvignon Blanc 2023.
Wow. Now, I mean, it's great to have you guys all aboard the afternoon show in the studio. And what an honor to have not just the cellar master, but the winemaker as well.
Thank you very much.
You know, normally we wax lyrical about these things, and I know very little about anything really, but generally I know what I like, so we give an honest opinion, and it's not always as necessarily accurate as possibly the tasting notes or the winemaker's notes, but we kind of are as honest as we can be about what we like. So today, I'm in awe because I know I'm not even going to taste it because I don't want to, you know, say the wrong thing. Next thing you guys say, you'd rather have a Coca-Cola, you know, nothing. So why don't we just talk about it? Kobus, as the winemaker, give us your honest appraisal, if you like, of what's in the bottle.
Great. Firstly, Dave, thank you for the opportunity and welcome to the listeners as well. Yeah, it's our Collector's Reserve range is actually a testimony of the art that the winemaker shows in the bottle. This wine is specifically made for consumption with food, and that's how we make these wines. On the nose is an abundance of tropical fruit coming through, like grapefruit, passion fruit, blackcurrant, supported by some green figs and also some asparagus. And on a palate concentrated, when you actually drink it, your saliva child, I need food with it.
I noticed that the food selection on the tasting notes is kind of narrow. I mean, you know, you've got the regular salmon and the kind of salads and then goat's milk cheese. Where do you find goat's milk cheese in Belita, Eamon?
Lifestyle Superspire has got goat's cheese.
Chance to get a, you know, that's why he's so good at what he does. He'll find it for you. So why goat's milk cheese in particular? Does it differ from cow's cheese?
Yeah, I think it's about creaminess, and we are blessed in our area because we've got this cool climate, so we've got natural high acidities, and this acidity cuts through those richness and of the cheese, and that's why we say those really bold cheeses works very well with this specific wine.
Interesting. And now, as the cellar master, Peter Neil, I noticed just from doing a little bit of a read beforehand, that it was quite a task of you had to, I mean, there's a combination of factors here, including stainless steel tanks and, dare I say, the addition of a little yeast as well. I mean, why do you have to add yeast to grapes? Isn't it supposedly just the grape and nothing else?
No, it's a natural product. It's a natural way of winemaking. The yeast that we use is a yeast that has been selected out of the vineyards.
Okay.
So certain yeasts are just enhancing a little bit more flavors, but also bringing different dimensions to the wine.
You know, there's some people that say, and I hate to interrupt, but I just wanted to add this before I forget because I'm very old now. Apparently in the old days when people used to press by feet, you know, there was a natural yeast that used to...
I'm sure.
It's disgusting. But I mean, this is, you know, there's some magic that goes there.
No, true. Especially on this one, we use the normal commercial yeast that you can get. But in some of our other wines, we do natural fermentation. So we do a blend of the commercial yeast and the natural fermentation just to bring a different dimension to the wine. But on this specific wine, we're looking for clean fruit, elegance, and therefore we want to make sure that the yeast that we use there is precisely doing that for us. And also respecting the flavor and the aromas of the Sauvignon Blanc.
All right. I told a little bit of a fib up front when I said I wasn't going to join you in tasting. Of course I'm going to join. Because, I mean, what would it be without... We're going to do exactly that. We're going to take a little breather now while we open the bottle, pour a little sample, and together in convivial friendship, which is what wine should be, enjoying it, we're going to have a taste. And then on the other side of the Vampire Weekend, we'll be back with an honest appraisal of this magnificent Durbanville Collector's Reserve Sauvignon Blanc. Vampire Weekend, this life, and as we once again connect with each other, and you, dear listener, no doubt hanging on the pronunciation. Is it any good? Well, I mean, hang.
That is delicious.
Let's just talk about this. Inspired by Cape Town's radiant energy and creative demeanor, our new premium offering, the Collector's Reserve, is a unique range specially crafted by our winemakers using only the finest grapes from Cape Town's best vineyards. Now, that should set it up, I mean, really. And of course, it's the marketing material. But how does it respond in terms of, well, what's in a name and the vineyards, the winemaking? It's all there to behold, and here it is. The winemaker notes: the nose is an abundance of grapefruit and blackcurrant, supported by flavors of ripe green fig and asparagus. And it's very interesting that you talk about those particular flavors, because I was doing my very best to identify, and you're quite right, they're all there. But there's more. And I think you talked about it. You mentioned this kind of tropical fruit. Yeah. And it's peculiar that the combination of all of these things, whether it's psychosomatic or, you know, suggestive, and there it is because you've heard it, I don't think so. It's extraordinary when you start to unlock the complexity of a good wine, how much there is to savor and enjoy. But it's wonderful to have the winemaker and cellar master pointing in the right direction, so you don't make a total ass of yourself. Oh, well. It's a very complex wine, and I'm very appreciative of the fact that it's chilled, because I believe it really needs to be. What is about a Sauvignon Blanc that a good chill adds to it somehow? I just find when it's at room temperature, it's not quite as enjoyable. Why?
Sauvignon Blanc is a very elegant variety. It's got a lot of fresh fruit. It's a fresh palate, especially down in Durbanville. What makes it even more unique is the terroir where our vineyards are growing. We're so close to the sea. We're more or less about 11, 12 kilometers from the sea. And we've got the influence of the Atlantic. So, and especially this, the wine's name is Cape Mist. Because of that phenomenon where we get the mist in the summertime, cooling down the vineyards, cooling down the valleys, just preserving that elegant and freshness to the grapes. But when the grapes are nice and cool, in the mornings, me and Corbus will go out to the vineyards, we'll taste the grapes, and they taste much better when it's nice and cool.
It's interesting that.
And it's exactly the same with the wine. So it's important to have wine served at the right temperature. It's very, very important.
I notice also that you have several blocks in the terroir that you describe that have slightly different aspects to them, and to blend them effectively must be really a challenge, because you know they're not all the same, or the grapes that you're using, although they may well have common heritage, common parentage, but the where they planted and how the climate affects them changes slightly, very subtly. How do you go about selecting how much of which block to use to create exactly what you're looking for?
Well, it's a very interesting question. We are blessed because our area is around 2,000 hectares, and we get about half of that coming to Durbanville Hills. And we can select within this valley. There's three valleys, actually, which is a more northern face valley, which is slightly warmer. Then we've got one around the cellar, which is more southerly, which is very cold. And then we've got a southeastern valley, which is more to the town side, which is even cooler. So we've got a selection of all those. And then we obviously know by time, because we've been doing it for some time, which of those blocks does better. We bring it in careful winemaking, and we leave it on the lees for 10 months. Only then we'll follow, obviously, during the maturation of the grapes, when picking it, during the fermentation, tasting. We taste every morning, 8 o'clock. That's the nice part of the job. And then we'll follow it right through, and we know exactly which are the best. We keep them separate. But at the end of the day, when we select, then we get other people, other winemakers as well, here, there, forts and things, and then only we'll start creating. And that's where the art comes.
because it is almost alchemy. It's not just a question of let's hoy a little bit here and add a bit there and hope for the best. You kind of have almost a direction that you're going in, if I read you correctly, and a roadmap to get there. But it's by taste, ultimately. And it's so important. How do you then factor in? Because next year, there's going to be different conditions, for sure. They may be slightly different, and the grapes are going to be slightly different. So your next year's harvest and your, you know, the 2024 collector's reserve is going to be somewhat different. But I presume it can't be too different, because otherwise it's a completely different wine. Or is that part of the game?
When you get to reserve wines, there will be quite differences.
Oh, really?
When we get to the youth range, obviously that's consumer-friendly wines, and there we will make wines that we can guarantee will be more or less the same seasons of binning. But when we get to collector's reserve wines, it will differ from year to year.
So literally from harvest to harvest, from year to year, and this year, how would you rate the 2023 collector's reserve? And do you think it's going to improve with age, or must one buy it now and enjoy it before Christmas, otherwise you're lost?
I think this wine is going to age really beautifully. The reason is that this wine already starts in the vineyard. We select specific vineyards. We go into the valleys, going tasting the grapes. Yes, there's some vineyards that's got a track record that's been there every year, constantly in there. But then sometimes there's a new vineyard just popping up and say, hi, I'm here, I've got something special, age, different soils, different flavors. And then we'll keep them separate. And there's something special to them. And then after the 10 months of aging, we start blending. And especially now in the 24, we have a newcomer into the blend. And there's a golden thread that says Durban Ville Hills. But there's something more. There's something different to it. So, yeah. Coming back to the 23, this wine shows amazing elegance, structure, length. Because of the vineyards that we use, this wine can age quite well.
Well, you heard it from cellar master Pieter Neil Rousseau. He knows his thing. And winemaker Kobus Gerber. Both from Durban Ville Hills, and Eamon is just sitting here quietly agreeing and basking in the reflective glory of it all. It's wonderful.
You know, it is, Dave.
And it's a real treat to have the experts in the studio to unlock what is our wine of the week, the Collector's Reserve Sauvignon Blanc 2023. And you heard how next year is going to be different. Last year's was different. This year's happens to be extraordinary. What is the kind of price point that you can expect to pay for a bottle at Tops at Lifestyle, Eamon? Break it to me gently,
Dave. You wouldn't think it. It's $159.99, R160 a bottle.
You guys, you left something out there. that's a gift.
It is.
Hey, for a quality of what we're talking about here, with the potential to improve with age, it's an investment now that is only going to add to your enjoyment later. And at one below 160, did you say 150 something?
159
and a chappy's bubble gum. It's great value, and I would suggest that you get along to Tops at Lifestyle while stocks last, and stock up for Christmas. Make a fabulous Christmas gift, but don't be stingy. Not just one, buy a case at least, because especially if you're going to send it to the radio station. before we say goodbye, I believe there's still celebrations galore at Tops at Lifestyle.
Still,
what have we got?
Still celebrating Dave or Bertie. So we have that beautiful Campmaster trailer at the front, with full of all sorts of goodies for whoever wins it for Christmas. It's valued at combined total of 30,000 rand.
Good prize.
It is. And all you have to do is purchase anything in store on one of the participating brands, spend 350 rand or more, name and phone number on the back of your tail slip, and in the box on the back of the tails, the entry box at the back of the tails. Remember now, the competition finishes on the 17th of November, It's just around the corner.
So you've got to be in it to win it, and I would suggest that three bottles of our Durban Ville Hills Collector's Reserve Sauvignon Blanc Wine of the Week 2023, this is your ticket to a chance to win that 30,000 rand prize. And if you don't win, you'll still have three bottles of the fabulous
Sauvignon Blanc for Christmas.
You win-win. That's what we love. There it is, another edition of the Tops, the Lifestyle Wine of the Week. Very huge thanks to our special guest, Pieter Nel Rousseau, the cellar master from Durbanville Hills, and Kobus Gerber, the winemaker from Durbanville Hills, and Eamon Dowling, who brings it all together so beautifully from Tops at Lifestyle.
Thanks, Dave. It's a pleasure to have you guys.
Lovely to have you in the studio. Thanks for coming, and I hope we'll see you again real soon. Eamon, I know we'll see you again real soon, if not next week, same time, maybe at First Thursday tonight.
That's right, Dave. It's First Thursday again, 7th today of the month, so we'll be doing Oldenburg wines tonight, and we'll be doing the new range, wines from Verkelijken. So they're not actually new, they've just been rebranded, renamed, new winemaker at the farm. Luke is there now, so he's putting his own spin on Verkelijken at the moment, so hopefully everybody will get to taste them if they are free tonight from 5 to 8 o'clock.
And that's at the studio's precinct at the Lifestyle Centre, where we're celebrating First Thursday in style.